Obviously, a work in progress. How much better do you expect it to be in week two after a pretty rough week?
We're professional, so I'm expecting it to be a lot better. You know, you damn sure don't want to give up 7 touchdowns again. So that's something that, you know, needs to be addressed, and we're addressing it. So.
Was it fundamentals? Was it missed assignments? Was it unit trying to match?
Your guess is just as good as mine. But, you know, not every week, you know, you get to practice or play against a team that is, you know, explosive as they was. You know what I mean? They were a good football team, but that was last week. And, you know, we here to focus on Cleveland Browns. So,
how about Cleveland? They gave up 6 sacks last week. Is that something that makes you look your chops looking at the film?
No, like you said, it's something you always get to address during the week. You get better from week to week. And, you know, the one thing about week one, you know, it lets you know where you got to go. So, we're going to go, we're going to use that going forward, you know what I mean, from us, and I'm pretty sure they're going to do the same. So,
what's it going to be like going against Paul Kruger and seeing him on the
other side? Oh, the old homeboy Saul Tuger, man, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. You know, it's good to see. You know, he's playing great. So, it's just going to be good. It's going to be weird to see him in a different, you know, uniform, but it'll be good to talk to him again.
You got a gap at him before the game at all?
Uh-huh.
You got to chat with him at all?
I don't know. Maybe we'll see when we get there on Sunday.
The other former Raven coming back is Billy Cundiff. Are you going to try to get his head at all?
Nah, you know, me and Billy, we pretty much have a good relationship. So I'm going to try to keep it the same. But who knows? Maybe if you got to go out there and, you know, kill us, I may try to mess with him a little bit. So.
You guys have a lot of success against the Browns, 10 straight wins. Do you read anything into that going into
Because, you know, it's different from year to year, and it's definitely a different team. You know what I mean? They've worked their tail off, you know, and they're definitely a competitor. And as y'all can clearly see, the AFC North is up for grabs, and they're a contender for it. So, and we're gonna respect them as that much, and then we're going to approach it like so. One more, and I got to go.
What's it mean to what makes this stadium such a hard stadium for opposing teams coming? You guys have one of the best times.
It's kind of easy, you know. It's just our fans, you know, our fans are pretty awesome. You know, the energy is it's electrifying in M&T, and it gives us that needed boost, especially after going on the road and losing, you know, the previous week. You get to come home against your home fans, and you get to be the good guys for once. So.